We're up to the 206th mitzvah, and that is to love your fellow man. V'avtal re'acha kamocha. The 207th mitzvah is to love the ger. We have a special biblical mitzvah to love a person who converted to Judaism. And so you perform two mitzvahs when you treat him well. Loving your fellow man and loving the ger. The 208th mitzvah is to have honest weights, honest scales. So when you do business, you'll be honest with people. The 209th mitzvah is to honor wise people. As the Torah says, Mipnei seva takum, stand up for an elder. So the idea there is stand up for someone who's wise. We'll see later that even older people who are not wise, even if they're not Jewish, there's a mitzvah to honor them. But that's not here yet. The 210th mitzvah is to honor one's father and mother. And the term honor in halacha really means to service them. If they need help getting dressed, if they need help doing the shopping, that's the halachic applications of honoring. The 211th mitzvah is to fear one's parents. And there, the applications are really in what we might call honor. You don't contradict them, you don't interrupt them, you don't sit in their seat. The 212th mitzvah is to procreate, to have children. 213th mitzvah is when one engages a woman. So one can do kiddushin, and one can do it by being intimate with the woman. The 214th mitzvah is that the first year a person gets married, he has a mitzvah to make his wife happy. He's supposed to stay at home, he doesn't go out to war, to make his wife happy. The 215th mitzvah is to circumcise one's son. As the Torah says, on the eighth day you will circumcise his foreskin. So you have a mitzvah to circumcise your kids. That's a father's biblical mitzvah. 217 is when a person's brother passes away and the wife is left childless. So then the person has a mitzvah to marry his sister-in-law. Even though technically that is one of the prohibited relations, the Torah permits it and makes a mitzvah in instances where he died without any children. So today we don't do that. What we do is the next mitzvah, which is the mitzvah of chalitza. In circumstances like that, where the brother passed away without kids, so then if he does not want to marry his sister-in-law, so there's a whole procession where she goes to the courts and she removes his shoe, and she says, like this should be done to a person who does not want to build a family for his brother. So that's the mitzvah of chalitza. The 218th mitzvah is in a situation of rape where the rapist has to offer the woman to marry her. He has a mitzvah to marry her, provided that she wants to marry him. The 219th mitzvah is when a person married a woman, and then right after the wedding, he takes her to court and says, she cheated on me between engagement and marriage. And then we validate that he's a liar, so then he is prohibited from divorcing her unless she'll approve it for the rest of his life. The Torah gives him a biblical mitzvah to never divorce her. Even though he tried to get out of it right after the marriage, being that he lied and tried to defame her, the Torah says he has a mitzvah, he may not divorce her unless she approves for the rest of their married life. The 220th mitzvah is when a person seduces a young girl, so then there's a tax that the Torah says he has to pay after he seduced her. So he owes her a certain tax because we say he took advantage of her innocence. So again, what we learned today from mitzvah 206 to 220, to love our fellow man, to love the ger, to have honest scales, to honor the sages, the wise men, to honor our parents, to have awe of our parents, to procreate, to have a son and a daughter, to engage a woman through intimacy, to make one's wife happy during the first year, to circumcise one's son within on the eighth day, to marry a sister-in-law under circumstances where it's yibum, meaning that the brother passed away without any children, to do chalitza in a circumstance where the sister-in-law is not going to be, he's not going to marry her, so they do the procession of chalitza, to marry, that a rapist has to marry the woman if she wants it, to a person who tries to defame his wife may not divorce her unless she'll approve for the rest of his life, and the mitzvah of a person who seduces a girl that he has to pay a specific tax.